The federal government is calling on people to take more responsibility for maintaining a healthy weight. That's hard for many consumers because they can't afford lean meats or fish or fresh fruits and vegetables. It's even more of a problem considering that Americans consume about 50% of their meals at restaurants, fast food counters, and street corner vendors. NPR's Patricia Naiman has the first of two reports on eating out.
My favorite place in every hospital are the gift shops and the cafeteria. And this hospital has a really good gift shop.
Kathleen Hughes pretty much loves her job. She's a traveling hospital librarian. She keeps track of medical journals and research for rural hospitals in New York State. She's on the road at least an hour and a half to 3 hours every day. And if she's running late, which is often the case, she doesn't have time to eat breakfast before she leaves, so she opts for the next best alternative.
Dunkin' Donuts. Well, I love the chai tea, but that's got lots of sugar and milk in it. And sometimes I'll get a muffin. They do have muffins or bagels as opposed to donuts. And I've only once broken down and gotten a donut.
And often Hughes hasn't had time to pack lunch, so there's another important consideration, the lunch budget.
Under $3. Sometimes I only have $2 with me. So a hamburger is 99 cents. And sometimes I'll get two hamburgers. I figure, even though I know it's more fattening, a cheeseburger, it'll be 99 cents also. It's on the 99 cent menu, and that'll be more filling. I mean, they even, what is it, a bacon cheese whopper? You know, I try to get the most to eat for the littlest cash.
By the time dinner rolls around, if Hughes is working late, the only thing available in the hospitals, she says, are the vending machines.
And one thing I found was really filling, getting a lot for my money, are Pop-Tarts. But other than that, you can see there's all kinds of candy bars. Again, the peanut butter sandwich crackers. And everything in this machine is a dollar or less.
Hughes knows she's overweight. She says she should lose 130 pounds. Friends and family harp on this, but Hughes says most of them don't realize how expensive it is to eat healthfully.
Some of them, the hospital cafeterias, do have a salad bar, but it's $3 or $4 a pound. So if you put a tomato or anything other than lettuce on your salad, you're out $3 or $4. Whereas a hamburger and French fries is usually like $2.50, $2.99.
Anybody with household income below $42,000 per year eats this way, and that is 50% of the American public.
Adam Drewnowski heads the Center for Public Health Nutrition at the University of Washington in Seattle. Drewnowski says the typical family of four spends about $25 per person per week on food, or about $4 a day.
So that is all the money that some people have got to spend on food. And we're not surprised that the foods that they get tend to be fast foods and drinks and French fries and things loaded with sugar and fat and salt.
Foods that make you feel full. Take a typical 2,000-calorie-a-day diet for a healthy adult and add that to a low budget.
So you can get those 2,000 calories from, say, Oreo cookies or from potato chips for approximately $1.50 or $2. Or if you want to get those 2,000 calories, say, from fresh apples, it'll cost you about $8 or $9 or even $10, depending on the season. So that cookies, potato chips, bread, you're getting 1,000 calories for $1 approximately. With things like apples, orange juice, fresh produce, you're getting between 100 and 200 calories per dollar. The moment you move towards lean meat, fish, vegetables, fresh fruit, be prepared to pay much more. The Atkins diet was costed out at an average of $15 per person per day. That's a lot of money for most people.
And while individuals are ultimately responsible for what they put in their mouth, Drewnowski says it's difficult to blame someone for being overweight when their choices are so limited by economic circumstance. People in low-income neighborhoods, he says, don't have the choices people in wealthier neighborhoods do.
The war on obesity and the war on poverty are in fact one and the same. And you can really quite easily see different rates of obesity by neighborhood, by state, by county, by zip code, by census tract. It is really quite stunning to see two neighborhoods next to each other, one rich, one poor, with a huge difference in obesity rates, and they are separated by a single street.
Bottom line, Drunowski says the rich are staying thin, the poor are not. Michael Jacobson is director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. While it may be difficult and costly to make healthy choices, Jacobson says more supermarkets in all types of neighborhoods are selling more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat foods. Even so, he says, it does take a major commitment to eat healthfully.
Everywhere we go, there's junk food, whether it's schools, railroad stations, airports, hospitals, supermarkets, restaurants. It's junk everywhere, tempting us to drink yet another bottle of soda pop, have another hamburger. And that's the general theme of the food environment.
An environment both Jacobson and Drunowski hope to change. Jacobson's center is working to get more nutrition information, including calorie and carb content, posted at fast food and chain restaurants. Drunowski and colleagues at the University of Washington have just begun a research project in Central California, working with farm workers and low-income families, trying to figure out what kind of diet provides maximum nutrition at minimum cost. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.
We'll have another report tomorrow on full disclosure when it comes to counting fat and carbs in restaurant food.